A lot of work on biological infestation is mainly in legume crops. So here, I present some work on the non-legume crops. Everybody knows nitrogen is the essential element for every living thing. And no nitrogen, no life. And biological infestation contributes more than two-thirds of the global nitrogen sources. So biological infestation plays a dominant role for the global nitrogen supplies. There are mainly two kinds of methods to do the biological fixation. One is indirect and another is direct. For the indirect method, there are the total nitrogen difference, 15N natural abundance, 15N isotope dilution, and acetylene reduction method. For the total nitrogen balance, we should know all the inputs and output and make a balance. For the nitrogen natural abundance method, we should have the reference crops and long-term experiment. And for the 15 isotope dilution, we should have the reference crops. For the acetylene reduction method, we should have the acetylene conversion factors, but the acetylene conversion factors changes a very big variety, for a very big large ranges. The 15N labeled gas feeding method is the only direct method to do the biological fixation. But it needed a sealed chambers to control CO2 concentration, oxygen concentration in the chambers, and also to control temperature, also humidities in the chambers. Why should we study the biological fixation in plant soils? 7,000 years ago, Asian people began to harvest nitrogen from the rice cultivation. And the rice is a staple food for more than 50% of global populations. And excessive nitrogen import causes soil degradation, energy consumption, and water and air pollution, and also climate change. And for the paddy soils, there was no proper method to do the biological fixations. So a big, a large uncertainty exists to estimate paddy soil biological fixations. So in this study, there are three objectives. One is to develop a field-based airtight 15N labeled feeding technology, and to quantify biological fixation in paddy soils, and to know who is doing biological fixation in the paddy soils. These are the chambers we use in field experiment. One is labeled by 15N labeled gases, and another one is used the normal 15N normal nitrogen gas. This is the temperature in the chambers. The temperature fluctuates around the ambient temperature, and the CO2 concentrations fluctuate along the saturated CO2 concentrations. There are four treatments in this study. Treatment one is the soil plus rice cultivation. Treatment two is rice plus soil plus rice cultivation, and the soil surface was covered by black clothes. The treatment three is soil only, and the treatment four is soil surface was covered by black clothes. The treatment one. The difference between treatment 1 and treatment 3, we can know the rice cultivation on the influence of rice cultivation on the total biological fixation. The difference between 2 and 4, we can know the influence of the rice cultivation on the autotrophic, on the heterotrophic biological fixation. And the treatment 1 and the treatment two, we can know the rice cultivation on the phototrophic biological fixation. And also the treatment three and the treatment four. The difference between treatment three and the treatment four, we can know the soil phototrophic biological fixation. The results showed the rice cultivation significantly increased the biological fixations. the T1 control with T3, and the T2 control with the T4. And also we can know the black cloth covering significantly decreased biological fixations. You can find that in T2, and it's smaller than in T1, and also in T4 is smaller than in T3. And also you can see, because of larger biological fixation and promote the rice growth, the dry weight is significantly higher in treatment 1 is larger than treatment 2. Where the biological fixation in the pine soil happened? From our results, there was no difference between lower than 6 centimeters, but from 0 to 5 centimeters, the 15N abundance in the soil is significantly higher than control, especially in the 0 to 1 centimeters, the biological fixation is very high. And also you can see the rice cultivation significantly increased the biological fixation for total ones, and also the rice cultivation increased the phototrophic biological fixation, and also rice cultivation significantly increased the heterotrophic biological fixation. What's the fate of the fixed N? About 49 exist in the plant, in the rice, and 51 exist in the soil. For the 70 days incubation, about 45 kilograms can be fixed in the paddy systems. If we extend the result to the whole season, about 70 kilograms per hectare can be fixed by the biological fixation. Where the rice cultivation and black cloth covering change the diazotrophic communities, from the TRFLP analysis, the communities is similar. But the abundance, you can see, is significantly higher from T1 than T2, and the T1 is significantly in T3, also T1 significantly higher than T4. And you can also find the abundance of the diazotrophic bacteria is significantly higher in T3 than T4. But because of the TRFLP analysis is not so sensitive, so we further do the NIFH gene sequence analysis. From the results, we can see once the soil was covered by the black cloth, no cyanobacteria were detected. And also, if the soil was covered by the black cloth, the delta protea bacteria was lower than in the uncovered crops. And we also found the NIF gene copies correlated well with the soil 15N abundances. To know who is doing the biological fixation in the paddy soils, we do the system chloride fractionations. From the results, we can see if in the high density of the fractions, in the 15N labeled chambers, the DNA concentrations is significantly higher than in the chambers with the normal nitrogens. And also you can see the high density fractions, the NIFH gene abundance is significantly higher than the chambers with the normal nitrogen treatment. But for the soil with a lot of rice, we didn't find any significant differences. And we also do the similar comparisons between the heavy layer, between the 15N label chambers and 14 normal nitrogen gas chambers. From the results, you can find the similar trend. The The TI for LP analysis, we didn't find any significant community changes, but the abundance is changed a lot. And also, from the control treatment, you can find the similar trend. The diazotrophic bacteria communities did not change a lot, but the abundance changes. And also, we do the nifedipine sequence analysis from the heavy layer, 14 from normal nitrogen chamber heavy layer and 15 in labeled heavy layer. You can see in the 15 in labeled heavy layer, 19% belong to the filamentous thermophilic cyanobacteria. But in the 14 labeled chambers, we didn't nothing. And 17% belong to the Azacus communis, and we didn't detect any from the normal nitrogen gases chambers. And also, we found 13% belong to the disulfur bacteria, and we didn't find any in the normal nitrogen gases chambers. But because of the cross feeding, so we detected the heavy layer in the 15 in labeled chambers and the light layer, light fractions. From the results, we can find in the heavy layer, 70% belong to the Azacus communis, and there were no found in the light layer, in light fractions. And 23% belong to the cyanobacteria, and only 5% belongs to the only found in the light fractions. So that means maybe the filamentous cyanobacteria and Azacus are the main contributors for the paddy soil biological fixation. But for the soil without rice, you can see 9% belong to the Mersenner theta concili, 9%, but there were none. We didn't find any in the light layer, in the 14th labeled normal nitrogen gas labeled normal nitrogen feeding chambers. And we detected 20% in the 15N labeled chambers, and nothing in the normal nitrogen chambers. It belongs to the disulfur bacteria. We carried a similar experiment in the heavy layer and the light fractions. You can find the Mersenner sorter in the light layer and the heavy layer is similar, but in the heavy layer, heavy fractions, 18% belong to the disulfur bacteria, and only 9% exist in the light fractions. So the summary is the paddy rice system could contribute 45 kilograms per hectare in 70 days. Rice cultivation changed active diazotrophs. In the soil with rice, filamentous thermophilic cyanobacteria and Azacus communis might be the main contributor. And in soil only, disulfur bacteria might be the main contributors. Thank you.
How did you extrapolate to per hectare? You did it in the pot, right?
Perhaps, yeah. Because we use the 15N label experiment, we cannot a kind of very large scale experiment.
I know.
Yeah, so
how do you count the number 45 kilos per hectare? How did you convert?
Okay. We calculate the 15N in the soil and in the plant, and divided by the abundance of labeled 15N in the chamber.
I know, but this is per plant.
Yes.
How did you come up?
Yeah, that's it's a very big scientific question, because a lot of work is carried out in small scales, and then extrapolated to the large scale. It's the high heterogeneous distribution of the soil. Yes, right.
Okay.
And I just have a $9 million project to do the all the Chinese polysaurus nitrogen fixation capacities, and later we can extrapolate to the national scale.
Thank you, Xie.
Yeah, thank you.